You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the podcast, Kevin Walsh speaks, Gold Weekend, and we take a closer look at reporting season, all of that and more next. Hi everyone, welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Monday, the 31st of August 2026, a day where the Australian share market fell to start the new working week. The S&P ASX 200 off by 0.2% to 9,076. Gold stocks led the declines. The tech sector also fell, but the banks rose. Lithium miner Liontown did well as it posted its first ever annual profit. For more on the day's market action, which was driven by reaction to commentary from the US Federal Reserve's Kevin Walsh, I spoke with Piers Bulger. He's the Chief Investment Officer at Infinity Asset Management. So, Piers, the market is relatively flat today. How much of it has to do with commentary from the US Fed Reserve Chair, Kevin Walsh, at the weekend? Because he basically said that the economy is strong, it's strengthened, but he's keeping a close eye on inflation.
He is keeping a close eye on inflation, and quite rightly so in our view. Yes, the US economy, I mean, if you look at the ICM data points, they're all showing expansion. So that's definitely helped and drive the economy. And certainly from our point of view, as I said, it's been moving along at a healthy clip. But inflationary expectations are still there. And obviously we saw, crude and energy prices again take a bump up over the weekend as well with the recent renewed hostilities in the US. So our view is that the Fed probably will be looking to increase cash rates through the second half of this year. If you looked at the futures at the moment, sort of indicating roughly around about 60% likelihood at the September meeting, we think they are a little behind the curve, to be honest, just given where we are seeing inflationary pressures and the overall strength of the US economy. So we certainly have baked in at least one, potentially two, further rate cuts out of the US.
But rate rises.
What
I find interesting from his commentary is that he basically said, what I'm saying is not forward guidance. Don't take it as forward guidance. But he says, hey, we're going to do what we need to do to look after inflation, basically taking, I guess, a leaf out of the Reserve Banks of Australia's book as well, because Michelle Bullock's basically saying the same thing. Hey, we may lift if we have to. You mentioned that rates in the States may need to rise. How is this affecting the markets in particular? Because we've seen gold come off over the weekend.
We have seen gold come off. It really has tracked lower since hitting that peak in January, February. So had a very strong month through August. Obviously, it was up over 10% throughout the month of August. I think that, in our view, reflects a couple of elements. Clearly, inflationary pressures are there. You've got ongoing geopolitical risk. And then more recently, as I said, sort of inflation expectations are that, we are likely to see further rate hikes and a potential debasement of the US dollar as well. So, it's unsurprising that we saw the rally in gold, but as I said, more recently, obviously, strength in the US dollar, we'll see that meander a little lower. And that's really what we've seen over the back end of the weekend. Structurally, we're still quite constructive on the outlook for the gold price over the medium term and continue to have a reasonable position across our portfolios.
What about here? Morgan Stanley has become the latest to expect the RBA will lift interest rates in September. We get GDP figures out on Wednesday. Are you positioning yourself for higher rates locally?
We are, and we've been in the camp that the RBA would definitely have to move at least once. There's a potential likelihood maybe two times this year, so both September and November meetings. But we do think the November meeting is a more live meeting. Obviously, unemployment ticked up 4.5%. So, from our perspective, we think that the RBA will look at the next jobs data coming through. As you mentioned, GDP numbers expected out this Wednesday, quite anemic, only market estimates around about 1.2%, and that's a track down from what we saw in the prior corresponding period. So from our perspective, the economy is really struggling to gain any significant momentum, and we don't believe that that's going to change in the near term. So further rate hikes are clearly going to be more of a challenge in terms of the outlook position for growth. But notwithstanding that, we think the RBA, really has very little choice. We've got headline inflation 3.5%. Very difficult to see it move back below into the midpoint of its 2 to 3% target range anytime soon. So we definitely think at least one rate hike, but potentially there could be two throughout the second half of this year.
We're at the very tail end of reporting season. We've got some stragglers left, like Star Entertainment, which we're covering on SBS On the Money in the World News Bulletin tonight. How would you rate reporting season as a whole, and is there anything you learn?
By and large, actually, if we looked at the results, we felt that reporting season was quite solid. But actually, when you break it down, that's at a headline level. But when you break it down, clearly, the materials sector was really the standout, and we've sort of expected that versus, in parts of the discretionary side of things. So, from our perspective, it definitely was sort of a tale of, the haves and the have-nots. If we sort of look more broadly, EPS numbers were up, certainly high to low single double digits. But the forward-looking estimates from our perspective are well anchored in that lower to mid-range side of things. So we think definitely the slowdown in the economy that we expect to continue through the second half of this year is going to be a drag on forward earnings. In part, we think it certainly was a result of margins as opposed to, significant uptick in profitability coming through also at the corporate level. And as I was saying earlier, dominated really by the material sector, which was benefiting, from the AI thematic, renewables, and obviously that demand supply imbalance that we're seeing, particularly around key commodity markets. So it's definitely a bifurcated market. From our point of view, as I said, we've certainly been overweight that part of the market relative to the broader consumer sectors, where we think that's going to continue to be a more challenging environment, particularly if we do see higher cash rates come through and a slowing economic outlook. We think consumers are definitely going to be looking to save their pennies and focus on key essentials.
And so finally, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Well, as I said, we certainly see opportunity in the market. Our preferred positions are in those more cyclical parts of the market. Certainly from our multi-asset portfolios, we continue to remain more overweight global assets relative to the domestic market. But certainly in the domestic market, we do, as I said, like the more cyclical parts of the market, whether it be metals and mining particularly. We see, there's a broad array of opportunities there, as well as the second derivative thematics that we are seeing in AI. We continue to think that we're only in the beginning of that phase, and so the opportunity set for both cloud-based as well as obviously hardware around that AI thematic, we think is a longer term continues to provide good opportunity.
That is Piers Bolger there, the Chief Investment Officer of Infinity Asset Management, and he wraps up the podcast for this Monday. Give it a like, review and subscribe if you enjoy it. Don't forget you can watch On The Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. The podcast returns tomorrow. It drops after the market close, and I'll catch you then.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice, and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decisions. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.